From Troy to Constantinople, Cities and Societies of Ancient Turkey. Lecture 2. Troy and the Trojan War.
In the last lecture, we talked about the development of settled communities, talking about some temples that existed before the development of communities, and then talking about the city at Çatalhöyük. Well, now we're going to jump ahead 3,000 years to talk about settlements in Anatolia from a much later period, what archaeologists call the Bronze Age. Now, by 3000 BC, Anatolia had many, many settlements throughout the region that were good-sized cities that had mastered not only the arts of agriculture and animal husbandry, but also the art of pottery making and metallurgy. Now, we call this period the Bronze Age because the dominant metal that's used is bronze, which is an alloy of tin and copper. And from about 3000 to 1000 BC, most weapons and tools that were used were made from bronze. Now, the greatest of these Bronze Age settlements is a place today called Hissarlik. Now, it probably is ancient Troy. But I want to stress probably because there are a lot of problems with the identification of Hissarlik with Troy. Hissarlik is located on the coast at the mouth of the Dardanelles, and so it's in the right location for Troy. But as we'll talk about in a minute, there are some issues about its identity. Now, perhaps no tale from antiquity has enjoyed greater popularity than the story of the Trojan War. And we know this story today through numerous works of art, many, many works of literature from the ancient world, perhaps best known through the epic poem, the Iliad, attributed to the blind poet Homer. Now, the saga is a protracted battle between a group of kings from Greece who united to attack the city of Troy. Now, of course, the reason for this, as related in poetry, is because a prince of Troy named Paris seduced and carried away the beautiful Helen, who was the wife of Menelaus, king of Sparta in southern Greece. And of course, Helen is the lady who had the face that launched 1,000 ships. She was so beautiful that she had to be regained for Greece. Now, according to the story, after 10 years of fighting before the walls of Troy, the Greeks finally managed to take the city. They did this through a ruse. They pretended to return home to Greece, but before doing so, they left behind a giant wooden horse as an offering to the gods. Now, of course, they hadn't left at all. They had gotten in their ships and hidden themselves behind an island with a number of their soldiers stashed inside of this horse. The Trojans didn't know this, though. And when they saw that the Greeks had departed, they saw the horse, they thought they would bring it into their walls, and they celebrated their enemy's departure. During the night, though, the Greeks hidden inside the horse emerged and destroyed the city, killing or enslaving the inhabitants. So this is the story. Now, according to later varying Greek traditions, these events took place within kind of a 150-year period, around 1335 BC to about 1185 BC. Various Greek storytellers attribute it to a slightly different time period, but it's all around the end of the 13th to the beginning of the 12th century BC. Now, until the 19th century of our era, most scholars believed the Trojan War to be a pure fiction and believed that the city of Troy to be a mythical, fantastical place, even though the ancient traditions were pretty specific about where this city was located. The ancient traditions said it was located in northwestern Anatolia, on the shores of the Mediterranean near the Dardanelles. Specifically, the city was located between two great rivers, the Scamander and the Simois.